This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKean. According to health officials at the American Embassy in Beijing, a U.S. citizen in Wuhan has died from the new coronavirus. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that it is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by it. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. And earlier, President Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's effort to combat the virus.
We're working together, but World Health is working with them. CDC is working with us. I had a great conversation last night with President Xi. It's a tough situation. I think they're doing a very good job.
Yeah, the death toll continues to climb in China, with the National Health Commission saying Saturday that at least 722 people have died from the disease. More than two dozen Chinese nationals aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise are among many that are still being screened for the virus.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says two of the people who were aboard the Royal Caribbean cruise ship had traveled to China recently and were displaying respiratory symptoms. There's been a rise in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases on another cruise ship docked off Japan, where around 3,700 people remain confined to their cabins. Philip and Gay Corder are currently on board the cruise liner.
We've got to get off this ship.
We're certainly prepared to do the 14 days if it's safe to do 14 days, but I don't think it's even safe to be here for that length of time now, unfortunately.
In Hong Kong, a small group gathered to commemorate the death of Dr. Li Wenliang, a Chinese doctor who had warned about the possible spread